Let's finish out and hear about your 63-year-old lady. It sounds pretty interesting.
You mentioned that you were speaking with Matt Hellman, and he had a really provocative paper at ASCO a couple of years ago, which was talking about the combination of nivolumab and ipilimumab. And one of the take-home points from that presentation was that there was a small group of EGFR patients in his study, and his particular study with the CheckMate 012 was comparing actually Nivo alone to Ipi-Nivo. And in that group of EGFR patients, it looked like the Ipi-Nivo was significantly better than the Nivo. Now, of course, the group of patients was only 8 patients total, so it's pretty small numbers, but it was widely publicized, especially on the online communities of EGFR patients that blog and share data with each other. So there are a lot of my patients in my EGFR practice that have been very interested in trying Ipi-Nivo. So this particular woman was 63 when she was first diagnosed. She presented with metastatic disease, although it was oligometastatic with some disease in the chest and one small brain met. She was treated aggressively with curative intent at that time, chemo radiation to the chest, radiation to the brain met. Unfortunately, she did progress after less than a year. And because she had an EGFR mutation, she was on a series of different treatments. She had erlotinib. She actually had rosalitinib.
Yeah, I was noticing that. It's been a long time since I even thought about the word rosalitinib.
Yeah, so she was on that trial. She was on osimertinib. She had some chemo regimens like carbo-pem and gemcitabine. She never wanted a taxane. She didn't want to lose her hair. But by this time, when Matt Hellman presented that data at ASCO and there was a lot of buzz about Ipi-Nivo, she had never had immune therapy before. We were starting to run out of options with chemo and EGFR inhibitors. I had shared with her my concern that I didn't think the response rate was very high to immune therapy for EGFR mutation patients. But we decided together that we would try Ipi-Nivo outside of a study, because she really had few options left. We were worried that time was getting short and she really wanted to try it. So I had to go through a lot of hurdles to get the drugs for her, but we were able to get it. And she didn't have any immune-related complications, which was my biggest worry, actually, was that we might hasten her decline if she got pneumonitis or something like that. Thankfully, she didn't have anything like that, but she didn't respond, and she ended up passing away shortly thereafter. But the reason why I brought this up is just really to share my opinion that I think we really don't have a good strategy yet for immune therapy in patients with targeted mutations. I think that the treatments that we use for other lung cancer patients, whether it's single-agent immune therapy, PD-1 or PD-L1, or the combination with ipilimumab, I'm not convinced that we're really seeing activity in EGFR patients. But I think there's a huge interest, definitely on the part of the patients and on the part of the providers too. And we need to keep working on this with new research, new combinations. I know there's dozens of molecules that are being studied in combinations with PD-1 inhibitors. So hopefully we'll figure out how to turn the immune system on EGFR. But for now, it's something I actually really don't advise to most of my patients.
And you were actually one of the first investigators that started talking about this, at least that I heard about. It seemed like more than a year ago. But, you know, it's interesting. It's amazing. There's so much going on in lung cancer. I feel like I'm interviewing people almost every day. We're doing meetings and stuff. And you know what? Not only did I never heard about what you just said, which is this thing that maybe there's this hint that Ipi-Nivo is better with EGFR. But I didn't even ask Matt Hellman about it because I didn't even know about it. So, yeah. It's like, how do you keep up? I never heard your patients know more than we do.
Oh, patients are really on top of everything these days, which is awesome.